people think, you know, politicians are all the same. Voting levels are at the lowest ever. So is music the way to get people involved? Kevin Brennan, MP, is a member of the group called MP4, which is made up of MPs. Morning, Kevin.
Good morning.
Didn't the group used to be called MP3?
Well, I think originally there were three members, that was Pete Wishart, who's a Scottish nationalist. It is a cross-party venture. He was a keyboard player in a band called Runrig and appeared on Top of the Pops.
I remember Runrig, yes.
Yeah, I remember Runrig. And then Ian Causey, a Labour MP, Greg Knight, a Conservative, who's the drummer in the band. Ian was the bass player, but they decided they needed a guitarist and vocalist, so I managed to muscle my way in, so MP3 became MP4.
And so how did it come about? I mean, you've just said you muscled in, but did you kind of approach them, or did they come to you and go, listen, Kev, we need a guitarist bad?
I begged them to let me join, the truth be told. Actually, it was 10 years ago now, believe it or not. We have been together for 10 years. An idle conversation was being had between Pete, who, as I said, was a professional musician and on Top of the Pops, about whether or not the skills in this generation of MPs would exist to have a rock band. And I think the consensus was it would be too difficult to find a good drummer, because that's always the problem. Greg Knight was walking past as they were having the conversation and said, "You found your drummer." And as it turned out, Greg is a very good drummer, which is you know, an unusual thing to find in the House of Commons. And so that's how the band was born.
Okay. Is he right? You did an album as well.
We did. We recorded an album a couple of years back called Cross Party with Robin Miller, who used to produce Sade. He produced Diamond Life for Sade and the Fine Young Cannibals. And Robin's a friend of the band. I think he originally came along to watch us in order to ridicule us. And then when he discovered that we really could play, he offered to help us. And we produced an album for charity. And we've sold dozens of copies. I'm glad to tell your listeners. And well worth a listen. Available on iTunes or from Revolver Records.
There we go. Get it into double figures. We were talking to someone from Spike Magazine a little bit earlier on. We were talking about this music and politics thing. He was saying music isn't a good enough platform for politics. It's not intellectual enough.
Well, it's an interesting point. There'll always be a relationship between music and politics. I mean, this week Pete Seeger died, the famous, you know, American folk musician. I mean, politics really was what his music was all about, and with great anthems of the civil rights movement, you know, music was very important to political and social change. But obviously there's a difference between politics and any art form. You know, compromise ultimately is the essence of politics. It's the enemy of art. You know, if you want to make good art, you've got to, you know, go out there, you know, and do what your vision is and, you know, what you believe in, and you can't compromise on that. Whereas in politics, to get things done, sometimes you have to compromise. So, you know, they're uneasy bedfellows, but there's no question about it that, you know, music plays its part. And it's not a coincidence that politicians often want to use music as part of their political campaigns. And we do a medley in the band of songs that people have used in political campaigns, like Things Can Only Get Better, Labour in 97, or like, you know, Don't Stop Thinking About Tomorrow, Bill Clinton's campaign, etc.
Excellent. Kevin, listen, thanks so much for coming on this morning. Good to speak to you. Kevin Brennan, MP, a member of a group called MP4, made up of, funnily enough, four MPs.